The Alliance Defending Freedom, however, cites other teens who, it says, have been saved by conversion therapy. The conservative Christian legal group is challenging the ban on conversion therapy, contending that it violates the therapist's right to free speech in talk therapy. The plaintiff in the case is Kaylee Childs, a licensed therapist in Colorado.
I want to be able to operate genuinely and create therapeutic relationships that are not hindered by the values and position of our state. And that's what my clients want as well. And currently, I'm having to turn them away.
Representing Childs, lawyer James Campbell will tell the Supreme Court today that what Childs does is purely talk therapy, and thus that it's protected by the Constitution's free speech guarantee.
The state can determine who is qualified to be a licensed counselor. It can determine that they have the right education, that they have sufficient experience. But what the states can't do is come in and say, you can have a conversation about a topic, but not if you're going to talk about it from this perspective. It's just blatant viewpoint discrimination.
Colorado Attorney General Philip Weiser counters that the state law is in fact narrow. It applies only to treatment of minors, and it allows anyone of any age to seek counseling from religious organizations without being subject to state licensing laws. But he notes states are entitled to require licensed therapists and other medical professionals to abide by the established standard of medical care.